Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am sitting on a miniature cherry-colored plastic chair on the porch of our new home in Portland, Oregon.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC, I'm John Schaefer. Welcome to a very special edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. We are live in the green space with the composer, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist Gabriel Kahane, who first joined us over 15 years ago with his Craigslist leader, in which he actually set real-life posts from Craigslist to music. He has gone on to bigger and arguably better things, although I still have a soft spot in my heart for those early works. His most recent album is magnificent. It is called Magnificent Bird. There is a fascinating story behind it, which we'll get a chance to talk to Gabe about in a minute. But he's going to start us off the way the album begins, with a song called We Are the Saints, accompanied by a string quartet. Please welcome Gabriel Kahane.
These days of wandering, blood blindfold armory, I want to hold you close, oh comfort me. We'll glide down these crowded streets and see the kids who plead for something to love. If this is all there is, hashtags and genesis and heads of state all made from paper mache. We're washing the eyelids of all kids morning in America. I keep dreaming that I'm climbing up a dusty road to the top of a cold, clear mountain, guided by a voice on the radio. It says, your feet are the future, so keep on walking toward the little piles of broken stones, of broken stones. When silent spring began, it seemed God had a plan to strip the scales from the eyes of the shiftless, the shirt sleeve, the sundress, the new baptized witnesses. But watch how the emperor feeds his prey to keep the truth at bay. Now we're fighting over scraps again. We are the saints, we are the saints. We are the saints, we are. But in that dream I see a circle of light and hope, and strangers looking deep in the eyes of someone you thought they didn't know. They say, your feet are the future, so keep on walking toward the little piles of broken stones. Of wandering, blood blindfold armory, I want to hold you close, oh comfort me. We'll glide down these empty streets and see the blue and green after the flood.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
That's called We Are the Saints, and it is the opening track on Gabriel Kahane's new record called Magnificent Bird. And let's introduce the members of the string quartet, Chelsea Starbuck-Smith and Ravenna Lipchick are the two violins. Woo! Iona Kozasa playing the viola. And Caitlin Sullivan, the cello. All right, now, I alluded in introducing you that there's a story behind the record, Magnificent Bird. And in a nutshell, the story is you spent a year off the internet.
Well, there were a number of things that sort of propelled me toward disengaging from digital spaces. One, that the internet was making it harder for us to love each other and thus to build coalitions that can meaningfully change the material conditions of people's lives. And two, that I was super addicted to the internet and social media. I could give you a much longer answer, but that's sort of the short version. In the fourth month of my year offline, there was an event you may have heard about, a global pandemic.
Oh, yeah,
that coincided with my being in Portland, Oregon. We moved there abruptly. I bent the rules in some pretty slight ways, but I was militant. Otherwise, no email, no social media, no smartphone, no web browsing, except to do like three or four e-commerce things when everything was shut down. And then in the final month of my year offline, I wrote a song every day. And we'll be getting to that later, but I sort of feel like we should dwell a little bit on my internet addiction and the things I used to do on the internet.
Well, there are so many ironies just baked into this story.
True.
You, who wrote the Craigslist leader early in your... I mean, that was what made people say, who is this guy? You know,
troll. Can we commit him to a mental institution now?
And, you know, you've continued with the Twitter Kreis, or should I say Twitter Kreis? Do you give it an echt German pronunciation?
Or? Do you know, John, are you familiar with the term Hobson-Jobsonist?
I know what a Hobson's choice is. I don't know
okay,
what a
Hobson... This is going to blow your mind. Hobson-Jobsonism is when you borrow a word from another language and you accommodate the borrowed word with the phonemes of the borrowing language. So, for example, if I'm at a bakery and I order a croissant and the person behind the counter says, it's a croissant. I say, no, I'm a Hobson Jobsonist. So anyway,
so I say
Twitter Kreis.
Okay.
That was a really long answer.
Yes, do you want it was longer than any of the songs that make up the Twitter Kreis.
Should I play one for you?
Can you?
Okay. This is called Marxist Peanut Allergy for Robert Schumann.
Of course it is.
And this is a tweet I found online. Is there anything more capitalist than a peanut with a top hat, cane, and monocle selling you other peanuts to eat?
So... that kind of lore of the internet, that's been with you all along. How hard was it to make that decision to cut it off, and especially 4 months in when the pandemic hit, to stay off, to, you know, except to do the bare necessities to move your family to Portland?
Well, I will say it was much more difficult to return. Figuring out how to moderate in my return has been the real challenge. Being offline turned out to be pretty easy. And I want to just say for the record, I did not have someone like managing my social media accounts. They were dormant because it was not only about my mental health, but also this idea that I don't want to be complicit in people who like my music wasting the only time they have on the planet scrolling through feeds. I just think this is not only is it a poor use of their time, but it also makes companies like Meta more valuable. Every time you do this, and this, it
for the radio audience, this, and this was accompanied by hand gestures of swiping in various directions.
So I think that, you know, the sort of quixotic motive behind this is really kind of punching up at people who are legit famous and have millions of followers, and every time they engage in this kind of activity to, I guess, to get even more famous than they already are, they are, I would argue, having a deleterious impact on all of the people who admire them.
Mm. So you spent 12 months offline. The last month, all these songs come pouring out. Was it
an exercise? No, well, yes and no. It was, I had in the, you know, the months leading up, you may recall, fall of 2020, it was a somewhat chaotic time in America. Not that it's less chaotic now. It was a certain kind of chaos. And I kept trying to write these sort of epic, you know, great American novel, but in song, and it was going terribly. And so just before the final month, October, began, I decided that I would write a song every day for the month of October. Turns out you can be wildly productive when you're not online. So I wrote 28 songs and 3 short piano pieces, and 10 of them are on this album.
This twice now that you said you wrote a song a day. Did you write them during the day or did you write them at night? And I have a reason for asking this question.
I wrote them... I would wake up every morning and I would write longhand in a notebook. And then when either my hand cramped or I felt like I had something, I would type up what I had written and then try to find some sense of music in it, move to the piano, and had to be done by 4 o'clock to look after my daughter.
Okay. I'm a little surprised to hear that, only because, especially with the next 2 songs you're going to play for us, they're kind of nocturnes, it seems.
Well, they're nocturnes, but they're sort of like nocturnes that cross over into early morning. Like
aubades, to use the French term.
I don't know what that word means.
An aubade is the morning version of a serenade.
Oh,
the serenade is an evening song. The aubade is an evening song.
John Schaefer knows things, it turns out. He's been doing this for a while. Well, I think...
I've kept that well hidden, yes.
Because I have a toddler, my mornings are early, so you could be forgiven for mistaking a song that began at 5:30 in the morning for a nocturne.
So this next set, 3 songs, 2 of these sort of nocturnal pieces, and then really, as we can talk about in a few minutes, for me, one of the pivotal songs on the album called To Be American.
Yeah.
So let's once again hear Gabriel Kahane live in the Green Space.
Papers spell fresh threads of doom, squinting to read in the dark of the bedroom. I hear the breath of my child, and ain't love the thing that's beguiled us for ages and still? The pages of newsprint can fill me with what do you call that feeling? Like spiders were crawling to your head. You wake up tangled in the bed. A dream, an explosion, the dead. Survivors in black and blue and red. Last night we 3 went outside, looked at the harvest moon, hollow and high in the sky, where the satellites beam. The faces of men to our neighbor's TV screen, it's more information. Glide through the front hall, open the door, see the sun on the hazelnut tree. That's something I still believe. bleary pre-dawn gothic, blue, black, and gray. Stumble, sleepwalk to the kitchen. Only this single ritual could start the day. Head bowed at the altar of this brackish liquid. Begin to pour. Go fetch the paper from the front step and learn that the country fears another civil war.
Broken.
Gabriel Kahane with To Be American, before that Kennex, and before that Hazelnut Tree, all from the new album called Magnificent Bird. Live performances here at the Green Space. And Gabe, I mentioned before that set that, for me at least, To Be American seems to be kind of the beating heart, not just of this project, but of the one that came before, the album Book of Travelers.
Yes, Book of Travelers is a record that I made coming out of a 9,000-mile train trip around the continental U.S.
8,980 miles.
Thank you.
Isn't that the original name of the project? Yes, 8980,
yes.
Book of Travelers?
John Schaefer, actuary. yes, I got on a train. I planned this 3 weeks in advance, that regardless of the outcome, I was going to get on a train.
Outcome of the election.
Yes, the outcome of the election, and take a train beginning the morning after that Wednesday. And of course, like much of the country, left and right, I was profoundly shocked. And I had routed this bizarre New York to Chicago to Portland to Los Angeles to Chicago to New Orleans back to New York. And I met some extraordinary people. And was sort of, at that time, trying to break through the various mediating elements in our society that sort of sow the seeds of division to preserve power and profit. And it sounds super Hallmarky, but what I found was that that when you sit face to face with people, we do in fact have more in common than we have that divides us. It may seem really, really head in the sand to say that at a moment like this, but I truly believe it. And there are just some evil, greedy people who are making us think that we hate each other. Anyway, I wrote a bunch of songs after some extraordinary conversations with people I met on the train.
Now, on the train, did you have your cell phone with you?
I did not. I like what you're doing here. That's a transition. Yes, I should also say that you know, having decided somewhat on a whim to leave my phone at home, I had my laptop, but I kept it on airplane mode, and I think that the extent to which that experience was transformative grew in part out of the fact that there was no refuge online. I had only the people that I was sharing meals with. I think there's also something kind of numinous about the Amtrak dining car, which sadly is being removed from a lot of trains for budgetary reasons. But you're just, you know, you're sitting over pancakes and coffee looking out at this incredible landscape, and you just start talking.
This might be a good time to actually play some songs.
Let's do some songs. Okay.
All right. Beginning with Baedeker, and then Baltimore and Little Love. Once again, Gabriel Kahane and the Quartet.
White light on a thousand lakes, like paths of glass.
guess it's someone breaks before the barefoot contortionist makes a grand debut and blood leaks from the frozen moon. You think about the wound and wonder who will die. Amber, Nebraska, pink Minnesota, mint green for Kansas, blue North Dakota, red line for railroad, black line for river, carving the country, sweet bread and liver. Got the news on the satellite phone. Jason, come home. Jason, dear, I heard it on the forest floor. 6 years of backcountry trails to the lake. Machete and snake. Machete, I learned to cradle in the old state park. Roosevelt, 33, he had a plan. For every young man, give him an axe and a seed. Give him a pack and a tree. Teach him to care for himself. Give him fresh air for his health. Send money back to family. Back to Baltimore. The tall boy convenience store. The indifferent, the endless war. And I know what that is, and I know what that is, and I don't need it anymore, but I have to go home. Luke was the son of some well-to-do folk. My family was broke, but we became friends. The parking lot, the chewed up field. I started in the park just as he was going in. A hard 8 to 10 for selling to kids. My mama worked the county jail. And Roosevelt's tree army under the sun. The work would be done while America bled by the greed of the rich. The boys planted trees and found God in the pitch. They found only sod in each fist. Why am I telling you this? Is it that I'm nervous to be going back? Back to Baltimore. The tall boy convenience store. The indifferent, the endless war. And I know what that is. I know what that is. I don't need it anymore. But I have to go home. Luke, I guess, got himself into a fight. Took him to the infirmary later that night. Nothing serious, sure, but next morning he died. And the satellite phone with the crew, which meant I didn't cry. Train to take time for my thoughts, pregnant with loss, preparing for all the things that maybe make you feel. I'll pay my respects and then I'll take a walk the neighborhood block and then I will leave. A long gray silence at Amber down the coast. You drew in sand all the things we'd miss the most. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. I hope we die here when we're old. We'll case the shore to record this hope. White cliffs and starfish, the tide like ruin lace. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. Little love, little love. I hope we die here when we're old. Shrunken hands, twisted spines, and halting speech. We listen for the long gray silence to gather and increase. When it does, we'll close our eyes and rest in narrow peace. Little love, little love.
A set of three songs there from Gabriel Kahane from his prior record called, well, that makes him sound like a criminal, does it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? His prior record from his 2017 album
18.
Called Book of 2018 album called Book of Travelers. We heard a trio of songs that began with Baedeker, then Baltimore, and then Little Love. And just to let you folks here in the green space know, Gabe inserted Baltimore into the set tonight because he knows I love that song. There's several things about it. One is the kind of the widely spaced, you know, lower and upper register. The other is a line that continues to strike me when I hear you sing it, and that is, I don't know why I'm telling you this. You know, when we hear a song, we assume the songwriter has an intent, a reason for writing this, for giving us this narrative. Have you ever felt like you don't know why you're telling us this? Why this song is turning this way?
Well, one thing that I love about a lot of literature and that, you know, poetry, and that maybe I'm trying to bring into songwriting, is this like slightly de-aestheticized approach to writing lyrics, that the sort of I think Joni Mitchell is amazing at this, where the kinds of really prosaic things that end up landing like gems.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, little tidbits of conversation. And I guess that in terms of like the pursuit of truth, I think about this also with like, you know, playwrights I admire who have an incredible ear for speech, that we don't tell stories in a tidy way. And sometimes we do say, why am I telling you this? And that's part of the story, yeah. Right?
So to come back to the current record, Magnificent Bird, it seems like there's almost a journalistic quality to some of the songwriting. Mm-hmm. And this is not new for you. I mean, Craigslist Leader, those were real posts by real people on Craigslist. While you were out in Portland, you did an orchestral piece called Emergency Shelter Intake Form, each movement based on a real question on an intake form for unhoused people who are seeking shelter for the night or longer. And there seems to be this kind of journalistic urge mm-hmm. in a lot of... So how much of Magnificent Bird is sort of ripped from the pages of your life, of people that you know?
Well, I think it's a... this is such a cliche, but it is the most personal record that I've made in 10 years since Where Are the Arms? I think that having spent really kind of 2012 to 2020 making work where I was really an observer or on the sidelines, whether it was February House, the musical that I wrote for the Public Theater, or The Ambassador, the study of Los Angeles, Book of Travelers, which I'm in there a little bit. I think that first song, Baedeker, I'm sort of somewhere in there. And then, as you said, Emergency Shelter Intake Form was really a turn into kind of both art as social practice, but also a lot of immersive work of, you know, volunteering at a shelter, reading a lot of housing policy, tax policy, how we got into the mess that we're in. And whereas this record, I remember an ex-girlfriend of mine with whom I'm on good terms said to me after we had reconciled and we were talking about my work, she said, you need to be more generous toward your feelings as an artist. And it was really, really profound, because I think that we can often be sort of dismissive of our own experience. I think particularly in a moment where we can sort of see suffering in a hierarchical way, as opposed to holding multiple truths. And going back to the writing exercise of writing something every day, I think forced me to write about myself. So I don't think this album is, I think it is a departure from the journalistic mode that I'd been in for a while.
Okay. I mentioned earlier that very early on when we were talking about internet, not internet, that, you know, there is this various layers of irony baked in. And one of them is that this most personal of albums is actually an expression of community.
Yeah. So coming out of all of that solitude, it was almost a ruse calling them to say, will you play on my album? When what I was really saying was like, can we have a conversation? And some of the people who play on this record are notoriously difficult to get a hold of. And I consider them friends. They're just busy people who aren't necessarily like the greatest communicators. but we all have people in our lives like that. We may be the person in our life like that. but there's not a single hired gun on the album. I think there's 16 or 17 musicians, and they're all people who I love really, really dearly. Some I know better than others. But I distinguish between uses of technology to try to communicate at scale, which I think is really seductive, but often leads to bad things happening, as opposed to using the internet to keep in touch with relatives or dear friends who live across the country, which leads in nicely to the next song.
Right. So Linda and Stuart is the name of this next song, and this is from Magnificent Bird. And here's Gabriel Kahane with four new members of his community playing live at the Green Space.
Linda and Stuart, trapped in their apartment, 79th and Madison, the one that they bought 50 years ago. No fancy lobby, no Baroque fresco. The delivery men in their light blue surgical mask, not
Twice leave groceries double bagged at the door, then cross the street back to the shop, to the basement below. Last week I called and asked, how's your relative stock of despair today? Linda replied, St. Gabriel, I know I really shouldn't complain. But each month this persists as one that we're not getting back for. We've little time left on this spinning marble. The point of view I can't dismiss, and what is there to say in fact? So I'm left with hollow platitudes to mumble. I haven't really had the time to miss New York, the freak show light. That universe of regret that I keep locked in a wooden box with all the other thoughts and self-pity. Maybe sometime yet I'll hop a plane and catch a taxi downtown just to hear the sound of the old city. Sirens in the subway and the slurred words of the shirt-sleeved man on the town to toast the close of a deal. It shuttered the last factory in every town in Michigan where the union boys are stone-faced at the wheel. Linda tells me she's taken a writing class on the art of the short story, and I say, hey, that's great, because we all need a way to make sense of the world. We all need a way to make sense of the world. We all need a way to make sense of the world.
Once again, Gabriel Kahane and the quartet. I want to just credit the string players again, Chelsea Starbuck-Smith and Ravenna Lipchick playing the violins. Ayane Kozasa playing the viola. Caitlin Sullivan the cello. And of course, Gabriel Kahane playing piano, a little bit of guitar. So the arrangements for string quartet, these are your arrangements.
Yeah.
Are you aware of moving from a kind of a pop music world into a kind of classical music world, or are distinctions like that just kind of meaningless at this point?
I think they're pretty meaningless at this point. I think there's now a generation younger than I am for whom the idea of living both in the world of vernacular music and concert music, it's just not really a distinction. I think what I would say is that the songwriting that I do is not really considered pop by anyone except maybe you and me. And more and more I hear people saying, oh, it's so nice that you make art music that's so accessible. Whereas I'm thinking, I'm making pop music that's deranged. And so I do think that, you know, institutionally, it's really lovely that there are places like Georgia Tech and the University of Washington and Stanford, which actually effectively commissioned Magnificent Bird.
Yeah. You have two grandmas, like most people, one of whom was a character in Book of Travelers, yeah. And the other of whom is the subject of the final song, yeah, on the album and on the show tonight. So
yeah, we're going to do for you Sit Shiva. And it's been lovely to see all of you. Thank you for being here. Thanks to the four of you for being a part of my community, and to all of you for being part of my community.
Gabriel Kahane with Sit Shiva.
My mother, describing her mother, fought back tears. It's weird, I thought, the intimacy of seeing someone try not to cry in a close-up on the screen. Cousin Lincoln told a story about the Pieta. They saw at the Metropolitan Museum, and after a silence of some time, Grandma turned to him and said, "You know, I think of myself as a Jew, but I really love Jesus." We sit cross-legged on the edge of the bed, leaning into the laptop to hear what's just been said, in the manner of a modern family honoring the dead. Aunt Susan, in a one-room schoolhouse, sang Grandma's favorite songs, simple hymns of love and loss. And though her connection was unstable, she was able to get her message more or less across. We sit cross-legged on the edge of the bed, leaning into the laptop to hear what's just been said, in the manner of a modern family honoring the dead. Afternoon, Grandma's grief-shattered husband she'd met in the fall of 1939, a milkshake at the automat in Morningside Heights, before he was shipped off to Europe to fight. 50 years, not a word, not a sight, to the touchstone phone ring in 1995. "Raymond, it's Judith. My husband has died. Back to New York and they gave it a try. And the photographs of great-grandchildren multiplied. These two ancient lovers walking side by side. His body ravaged and hers turned to light. He raised his hand to speak at last, and everyone held their breath or gasped. He said, goodbye, my darling, goodbye."
Thank you so much.
Gabriel Kahane with Sit Shiva, the song that concludes his new record, Magnificent Bird. Wonderful live performances from the stage of the Green Space, WNYC's ground floor performance venue. My thanks to the Green Space crew, helmed as usual by Jennifer Sendro, and including Ricardo Fernandez, Gaines Laguerre, and David McLean. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer, and just in the interests of keeping this podcast to a manageable length, I have not included everything that Gabe and his quartet did on stage. If you want to see, as well as hear, the entire session, it's on the web at thegreenspace.org. You will, though, find videos of individual sets from this event on the New Sounds YouTube channel or right here at newsounds.org. And thanks for being with us for this special edition of our Soundcheck series.